Today is Veterans Day, and this year, many of those who served in Afghanistan are wrestling with the legacy. The Taliban in power once again, right back to where we were 20 years ago, and the U.S.-led invasion. Let's check in with Travis Hoare. He's Senior Director of Government Affairs for the nonprofit Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. In 2010, he served a tour with the Marines in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Travis, how are you this Veterans Day?
Great, Robin. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing well and, you know, reflecting on all the veterans that have served past and present on this day.
Yeah. Well, and many have conflicted feelings. We know that because of the way the war ended, the lives and treasure, you know, lost. But the conflicted feelings about Afghanistan and the war there weren't new to you even when you went. You went in 10 years on.
That's correct. When I first got to Afghanistan in 2010, I kind of saw and I felt that it was already sort of a meandering war and we were kind of just treading water in that situation.
Yeah. Well, you worked on nation building while you were there. This was in rural Afghanistan. Tell us what that was. And does that at least give you some satisfaction that maybe you achieved something through that?
Yeah, we did a lot of that sort of infrastructure projects, helping bridges get built. We would do the actual vetting of when people would go to our leadership and ask for money for infrastructure projects such as digging wells, building bridges across canals. And we did that vetting to, you know, to make sure this money was actually going to go into the community and not just be siphoned into a Taliban project or just skimmed off the top.
Do you worry now that that was for naught, that that work is washed away?
Yeah, that's a huge issue. You know, we would, in addition to those infrastructure projects, we helped put in place schools, and those were even under threat from Taliban back in 2010. And I have little faith that they would have survived. Those would be the first things that they would take down, as they don't value education like we do. It is worrying, and you know, I really do look back on those type of relationships that I built with the children there, and hope that as they look back and they think of America as a positive influence and not a negative influence, even with everything that happened in Kabul and et cetera.
Yeah. That's tough. And we know, as part of your work with the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA, you work on mental health and suicide prevention for veterans. So you're in touch. How's everybody else doing, especially talk about around the time of the withdrawal?
Yeah, it was a tough time for our community. We have a direct services line called Quick Reaction Force that gives free help to veterans and family members of all generations. And we saw an 80% increase in mental health inquiries from August 16th to the 31st when the withdrawal was completed, compared to that same exact time last year. Mm. Stressful time for our community. I think it still is. We're still reeling with that and asking ourselves these questions of what was it? What was it for? Was it worth it? And I think we're going to be asking those questions for a long time.
Well, here we are on Veterans Day, Travis Hoare. We've had soldiers on who have said, please, if there's one thing you want to say to me on Veterans Day, please don't make it thank you for your service. We've had veterans who get sort of upset about that because they see it as that's their job, you know. What would you suggest people either say or do today? But also, what do you think this population needs going forward?
Yeah, I think that's it's a very individual conversation, as the thank you for your service. It can feel like empty to veterans when you just say thank you for your service and you feel like you've done what you needed to do. I think we need to understand that even though the wars aren't in the headlines and the wars are over now, that we're going to have a whole generation of veterans that will need support from VA, from their governments. They'll need different types of care, different types of things. They need a VA to evolve to their generation and not be stuck in the past. So, you know, saying thank you for your service is one thing, but to go a step beyond and kind of to understand the veteran and the military and the military family experience and what it's like to have family members that are gone for months and years at a time, and to try to really understand what that sacrifice means, I think would go a step further than just saying a phrase.
Yeah. Travis Hoare, veteran of the Afghanistan War, senior director of government affairs for the nonprofit Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you a peaceful, thoughtful Veterans Day.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for having me on.